Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. President Biden last Friday released a $6 trillion budget plan for our next fiscal year beginning October 1. The administration has called it a bold and responsible budget. Well, I can see that it is bold, but the debt level that is projected will continue to grow every year. We could expect annual deficit spending to be running above $1.3 trillion throughout the next decade. Republicans and Democrats have been looking for a compromise, and even Biden has met with Republican leaders and is going to meet again this week. Both parties would like to strike a deal on infrastructure spending, which is a big part of the president's budget. And the plan includes $115 billion for roads and bridges, $174 billion for electric vehicles, and $100 billion for rural broadband and more. In addition to infrastructure, there's a president's families plan, including universal free pre-K and $109 billion for free community college and $225 billion for child care, $225 billion for family medical care. All of these new entitlement programs will just expand over the years. Now, how are we going to pay for all of this? Well, the president wants to fund all of this, most of it, in a surge in spending with $3 trillion in tax increases, increased corporate tax, increased capital gains tax, tax increase on high-income earners, increased estate taxes, and that could destroy a lot of family businesses. It's my hope that our Congress will not accept this explosion in government spending and overregulation. It's too risky, and we already have a booming economy now. Cut back on the entitlement program spending. We want to fund our infrastructure. Let the users pay. Raise the gas tax. How about a mileage tax? Charge those that use our waterways more money. User fees are a fair way to pay the piper. Keep in mind, the president's budget is just his proposal. The question now is, what will the Congress do? Republicans will not accept the Biden budget as proposed. Even some Democrats are insisting on certain changes. Well, we shall see. Well, this Monday was Memorial Day, and I want to pay respect to all of our young men and women that have served our country, a special tribute to those that gave their lives for the land of the free and the home of the brave. God bless America. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.